Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, May 10th, 2024, and information provided is up to date as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. U.S. futures are pointing to a higher open today. European equity markets have opened in the positive territory, following mostly higher levels in Asian markets. U.S. dollar is consolidating overnight losses with Japanese yen weaker and China yuan stable. U.S. Treasury yields are flat at the short end, lower at the long. WTI crude oil futures are higher, now near $79.5 a barrel. Gold and industrial metals are also up. In macro news, following higher-than-expected U.S. jobless claims in the wake of soft non-farm payrolls, there has been renewed confidence in rate cuts among market participants, which has given rise to better risk sentiment as well. However, the near-term directional views remain split, as a 22V research poll has shown a 52% look for the next 10% move in the S&P 500 to be higher while the remainder sees downside. In Europe, attention is on the much stronger than expected UK GDP data amid the service sector strength. Takeaways from yesterday's BOE decision highlight the potential for a June rate cut if inflation and wage growth continue to ease. Governor Bailey has also flagged the possibility of more aggressive rate cuts if economic data evolves in line with forecasts that expect inflation to go below the target in 2026 and 2027. In other developments, the upbeat China market narrative continues, backed up by foreign inflows, positive technicals, and analyst upgrades for the CSI 300 stocks for the first time in 7 months. But concerns have also begun to rise as more U.S. trade sanctions now seem likely, with media reports saying the White House is poised to launch tariffs on Chinese EVs, batteries, and solar cells as early as next week. On the data front, Japan's household spending fell on a year-on-year basis again, but moderately improved month-on-month to give hope to an end to the downturn, while New Zealand's manufacturing output contracted for a 14th straight month. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today is the May preliminary Michigan consumer sentiment, which is due at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. In corporate news, Kinetic has agreed to acquire Durango Permian for an aggregate $765 million of cash and equity, with up to $75 million of contingent consideration tied to the capital cost for the King's Landing Complex. Kinetic also will divest its 16% equity interest in Gulf Coast Express Pipeline for a total of $540 million in cash to an affiliate of ArcLight Capital Partners. CalPERS is considering voting against the re-election of ExxonMobil CEO Darren Woods to the board, according to the Financial Times. In Asia, equities went mostly higher on Friday. Japan closed firmer as corporate earnings continued to underpin optimism on fundamentals, though significantly off its peak level. Australia held on to the early gains and finished higher too. Sentiment for Greater China's markets continued to turn positive, with the Hang Seng posting its third consecutive week of gains and approaching the 19,000 mark today, while mainland Chinese boards were more mixed. There were small gains for Taiwan, South Korea, Singapore, and India, and the rest of Southeast Asia traded lower mostly. Following a positive close on Thursday, European equity markets have showed strength in the opening hour today, with the DAX at fresh record highs. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, May 10th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.